Good morning. Well, we have crude oil, of course, pushing stronger. August crude, or I should say September crude, at 86.75, up to 41 a blue barrel. This morning on the news that Houthis are threatening to shipping out of the Red Sea on Saudi Arabia. Now, they can still use the Suez Canal to ship oil, but it would take much longer and it's more expensive to make it into the Southeast Asian countries. But in the meantime, President Trump has approved nuclear to Saudi Arabia. And so the heating up of that area, and of course the ongoing between U.S. and Iran, but also the Russian-Ukrainian attacking of grain ports affecting exports of grain, making insurance much more expensive for shippers and what have you, it's causing the grain markets to still become a little more enthusiastic. Now, the December corn finally accomplished what I've been wanting to see, taking out the June high, which was 477 and a quarter. It did it in spades overnight and is currently trading at 482 and a quarter, up 7 cents. Well, the corn market, beans as well, are reacting to the forecast coming here for starting this weekend in the 90s, even in my neck of the woods, but all the way in through the next 2 weeks. The forecast is hot and dry. And that is a concern for the rest of this corn crop that's trying to finish up pollination. And in the meantime, the bean crop going into August, bean month, and a market that the USDA has actually, even on more acres, reduced the carryout for 26-27 from this past season, is very friendly. And this is sending these markets higher. I think we have markets that are going to be moving higher all the way in to September when President Xi comes to visit. And of course, this is a year ending in a six. Well, in the last 11 of them since 1916, years in corn that ended in a six put their highs in the last half of the year. Three of them came in July, two in August, two in September, two in December, and one in June. That was the year of 2016, and 1 year in May, which was 1986. So it's going to be interesting because a lead contract, which would be the August or September contract for now, August beans, but September corn, would need to take out 483, 481 for sure, and three quarters, but 483 could also be doable. Yes, July corn had a double top at 487 and a half, but it did it in the month of March, and that high came before the May had expired. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.